Harry Styles fans are in a frenzy after a journalist at Variety confirmed early Tuesday that the singer shows up in the forthcoming Marvel movie, The Eternals. Matt Donnelly tweeted, "Big reveal from the Eternals premiere, Harry Styles has joined the MCU as Eros, brother of Thanos." Donnelly did not provide details about Styles' appearance in the flick, which opens November 5th, but many Marvel fans are speculating he's in the end credits scene, which means he will star in a future Marvel movie. But the spoiler didn't go down well with many fans. One tweet reads, "I can't stand it. It's one thing if I see a fan account spoil a movie for me, but a legitimate writer for Variety who goes to the premiere and spoils the movie as soon as he gets to his car? Really hope there's no other legit sources spoiling anything." Another told Donnelly, "As a Marvel N1D fan, I wish that I could have been surprised when I watch it in theaters. Yes, there have been rumors that he was in it, but I would have liked to actually witness it myself. Then it gets spoiled for me." What are your thoughts on this? Is the spoiler totally uncalled for, or were you expecting it? Billy Porter has called out Vogue for featuring Harry Styles in skirts and dresses in the 2020 December issue of Vogue that came out almost a year ago. Billy and Harry are both considered style icons, as they both showcase their own unique styles on red carpets around the world. Billy criticized Vogue's decision to make Harry its first man cover star in a more recent interview with the Sunday Times, where he said his own style broke boundaries before Harry's did. "I changed the whole game," Billy said. "I, personally, changed the whole game. And that is not ego, that is just fact. I was the first one doing it, and now everybody is doing it. I feel like the fashion industry has accepted me because they have to. I'm not necessarily convinced, and here is why." He continued, "I created the conversation about non-binary fashion, and yet Vogue still put Harry Styles, a straight white man, in a dress on their cover for the first time. He is the one you're going to try and use to represent this new conversation?" Billy went on, suggesting that Harry's style is more of a reflection of the moment than something personal. "He doesn't care. He's just doing it because it's the thing to do," he said. "This is politics for me. This is my life. I had to fight my entire life to get to the place where I could wear a dress to the Oscars and not be gunned down. All he has to do is be white and straight." What are your thoughts on this? I personally think that all of what Billy is feeling is valid and honest, especially considering how long it took Vogue to feature a man on the cover. However, I don't know how fair it is to assume those things of Harry when Harry has been so open, accepting, and creates such a safe space at his shows to allow room for everyone to be whoever they want to be. And to wrap up our Harry Styles feature for today, we were gifted with some major nostalgia yesterday when Harry posted his third photo posing at Madison Square Garden before a show. Harry has done this pose 3 times now, once in 2012, again in 2018, and now in 2021. So as you can imagine, we were all feeling all the feels. Thank you so much for watching this episode of The Filter. Don't forget to let us know your thoughts on these music news stories down below, and be sure to subscribe for more videos just like this.